The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This morning, the United States and NATO allies pledging more reinforcements for the region, with additional weapons expected today as the Russian troop buildup gathers pace. Overnight, more Russian military trains arriving to the north in Belarus as Russian ships setting sail in the Baltic Sea. Meanwhile, President Zelensky of Ukraine giving another nationwide address, urging people to stay calm. But U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken accusing Moscow of menacing Ukraine, saying it's an issue of global consequence.
Even as we're looking to advance the diplomacy, advance the dialogue, we have to be, and we are, prepared when it comes to defense and deterrence.
The Kremlin accusing the administration of hysteria, saying it has no plans to invade. President Biden meeting virtually with European leaders, discussing efforts to deter Russian aggression on the Ukrainian border. The US now placing 8,500 troops on heightened alert for rapid deployment to support a NATO response force if necessary.
The United States has taken steps to heighten the readiness of its forces at home and abroad.
But for the time being, these troops will not be deployed to the region.
I want to reinforce that as of now, the decision has been made to put these units on higher alert and higher alert only.
As American troops remain at the ready, other NATO countries also deploying further military resources to the region, including warships, fighter jets and additional ground troops. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling the Russian buildup of troops on the Ukrainian border evidence of Russia's intention to invade.
The plan for a lightning war that could take out Kiev is one that everybody can see.
The Department of Homeland Security now warning of potential Russian cyber attacks if the US or NATO responds to an invasion of Ukraine, saying Russia maintains a range of offensive cyber tools that it could employ against US networks, from low-level denials of service to destructive attacks targeting critical infrastructure.
The Kremlin's been talking this morning, saying that it's profoundly concerned by the latest US moves, but it won't comment until it receives its written response from the Biden administration. Meanwhile, France and Germany planning to try to revive these de-escalation talks with Russia and Ukraine. That takes place in Paris tomorrow.
This is unbelievable. This is just, it is an amazing threat coming from Vladimir Putin to all of us here in the United States of America, telling us if we do anything to stop him from invading his freaking neighbor, he will attack us, either cyber or, you know, cut off oil and gas to our ally. I mean, this is just so unbelievable. So what is Fox News telling its audience? What is it telling its audience? Seriously, these subversives, these menaces to American democracy, these people who are the most unpatriotic sickos I have ever seen not lose their jobs for being subversive sickos, are sitting on their shows telling their audience here in the United States of America that Putin is the guy to support, that we should be supporting Vladimir Putin, asking why would it be disloyal to support Vladimir Putin?
Wait a second. Why is it disloyal to side with Russia but loyal to side with Ukraine? They're both foreign countries that don't care anything about the United States. Kind of strange.
You're really strange. You are subversive and unpatriotic and a menace to the armed forces who will have to answer this threat. Holy crap, I can't believe it. And in the same breath, while he's telling his audience, you know, that Ukraine, which is a democracy, Ukraine, which hasn't invaded its neighbors, Ukraine, which isn't threatening the United States with cyber attacks, Ukraine that doesn't poison people with polonium, Ukraine that's not a nuclear power, is the same as Russia, and we should support. What is disloyal about supporting Vladimir Putin, who invades his neighbors, who literally is, literally poisoning anybody that dares run against him in a presidential election, is the same as Ukraine, which is a democracy, and Vlad is running some sort of a communist oligarchic kleptocracy over there. And then they downshift into the real important news of the day. The real important news of the day for his audience to know about.
Finally tonight, we don't usually give story tips to NPR, but here's a story they might want to cover pretty soon and doubtless will. M&M's, the candy company, has just announced that it's redesigning its cartoon characters
what?
To be more gender inclusive.
No. No. Are you kidding me? What?
Bet you didn't think M&M's were pushing intolerance, but they were. They've
what?
Been changed. You're seeing the changes right now on your screen. The green M&M, you will notice, is no longer wearing sexy boots. Now she's wearing sensible sneakers. Why the change? Well, according to M&M's, quote, "We all win when we see more women in leading roles." Because leading women do not wear sexy boots. Leading women wear frumpy shoes. The frumpier, the better. That's the rule. The other big change is that the brown M&M has, quote, transitioned from high stilettos to lower block heels. Also less sexy. That's progress. M&Ms will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous. Until the moment you wouldn't want to have a drink with any one of them.
What?
That's the goal.
You're
when
fantasizing?
You're totally turned off, we've achieved equity. They've won. Meanwhile, in a nod to the burgeoning wellness movement, the orange M&M will, quote, acknowledge and embrace his anxiety. And actually, if you look at him, the orange M&M does appear very anxious. Maybe he doesn't like all the ugly new shoes he sees around him. Maybe he liked the sexy boots. Maybe the orange M&M is a secret sexist himself. We don't know. We're going to let NPR get to the bottom of that.
What? What? After telling his audience to side with a kleptocracy, an oligarchic nation that is trying to invade its neighbor and threatening us with cyber attacks, he thinks that it's important to close his show by, I don't know, obsessing over the sexiness of candies of color. What? Yes, there is something deeply disturbing about all this. In that weird way that I am agreeing with Tucker Carlson. But the weird thing is to watch a grown man be attracted to cartoons that are meant to market candy to children. Hey, Tucker, there's no white M&M. There's no white M&M. You know why, Tucker? You know why there's no white M&M? Because it would be bitter and it would be fragile. And it would break in your hand, not in your mouth. Holy crap. I mean, it's creepy. I haven't seen Tucker Carlson this sexually aroused since he was, you know, meeting with Viktor Orban, the autocrat in Hungary. What is with these communist, oligarchic, kleptocracy? Anybody that threatens America is their friend, but candy has got to be stood up to. What is this? He spends the first half of his show trying to push the United States into a war with Russia because he can't see, or with Ukraine, he can't see the difference between the two countries. He just can't. But he's obviously obsessed with the footwear of a cartoon candy. Now, if you weren't aware of any of this, congratulations. You're definitely more informed than the rest of his audience. You're more informed than, you know, the part of this country that watches that thing over there for information and news. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I swear, they did this with Dr. Seuss, too. You know, whenever the going gets rough, they rough up children's books and candy.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhoads Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhoads.com.
I know you love my clothes. I hear from you all the time. So I'm going to share something that you don't know. I am wearing the most comfortable dress pant, yoga pants that you have ever, ever, ever seen in your life. These are the pants you need. They don't sacrifice style, polish, or your personality, but they come in denim. They are heavenly. They are comfortable. They are flexible, but they look like polished dress pants. So, and they have pockets, they're boot cut, joggers, crop, skinny, and a whole lot more. And if you don't love them, there's a 110% money back guarantee, so that when you return them, you get 10% more than you spent, so you can continue to shop to find the perfect ones for you. It's called Beta Brand, B-E-T-A Brand, right? It's unbelievably great stuff. BETABrand.com/Randy is the URL you're going to use, because you can get 30% off right now, and that supports our show. So find out why we buy 5 different pairs of these pants. Just visit BETABrand.com/Randy for 30% off. Enjoy.